Boys and girls, I'm going to speak now to the older young people who are with us today, and I'm going to be answering this question: who is on the Lord's side? Now, I don't know if you're any good at maths or not. Anybody any good at maths or with sums? Some hands are going up, that's great. Or with numbers? I'm going to put up a sum here, and I want you to tell me, is it right or is it wrong? What is it? Now, it's the older ones. They're all sitting all cool. They're not going to, you know, join in here. Is it right or is it wrong? 5 + 2 = 12. Wrong. Okay. Except there was once a little boy who had 5 loaves and 2 fish, and he gave them to Jesus. And Jesus took 5 loaves and 2 fish, and he fed 5,000 men plus women and children. And at the end, when everybody had been fed, there were 12 baskets left over. So there was more food at the end than what had been started with because of the power of Jesus Christ. Here's the second sum. 1 = 99. Right or wrong? Girls, you're also cool again. Let me hear the older girls, right or wrong? Oh, wrong. Except that Jesus told a parable about a shepherd who had 100 sheep. And one of the sheep got lost, and the shepherd left the 99 and went after the one that was lost. And when he found it, he put it on his shoulders and he carried it back again to the 99. So you might say that the one equaled 99. He left the 99 to go after the one. And we'll come back to those stories later. Here's a bigger number. Now, what's that number? Some of the boys, Micah, 32,000, okay? This is found in the Bible. We've just read about Gideon there in Judges chapter 6. And in the book of Judges, it's the size of the army that was called out by Gideon, 32,000 men. And the reason Gideon needed an army was because the country had been invaded by a foreign army, by the Midianites. Can you say Midianites? Right. Midianites and Amalekites. Can you say Amalekites? And they had invaded the land. And they had come in and were helping themselves to all the food and to all the animals. And they had been doing that year after year for 7 years. God's people had to go and live in caves. And they had to stay there because these foreign armies came in and stole all their food and stole all their animals. And they were getting poorer and poorer and poorer. But eventually they prayed to God. Sometimes it takes people a long time to pray to God. It took these folks 7 years before they would pray to God. And they asked God to do something about it. Sometimes trouble only will make us pray to God. And they prayed to God. They cried out to the Lord for help, it says there in Judges 6, verse 6. And when God's people pray, things happen. Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name." So Gideon is called to call out an army, and 32,000 men are in that army. And that sounds like a lot. The trouble was, the army of the Midianites that Gideon was facing outnumbered them by 4 to 1. There was about 135,000 of them. Now, I don't know about you, but if you had to go into a fight 1 to 1, you would might fancy your chances 1 to 1 with somebody if you were fighting. But if you had to fight 4 people, you might think, I have no chance here. So these 32,000 have to go into a battle, and they're outnumbered 4 to 1. And then God says this to Gideon: you have too many men in your 32,000. You have too many men to deliver Midian into your hands. In order that you might not boast against me that your strength has saved you, say to the people, anyone who trembles with fear, next slide, anyone who's frightened, anyone who's scared, can go home. So we have 32,000, and 22,000 put up their hands and said, "We're too afraid, we want to go home." And Gideon said, "You can go home. Go." So if you have 32,000 and 22,000 leave, how many have you left? Better ask one of the girls now. Yes. You have 10,000. Okay. And then God said this to Gideon. "There's still too many men, Gideon. Take them down to the water and separate those who lap the water with their tongues like a dog from those who kneel down to drink. Take them down to the water and make them drink." So the men get sent down to the river, and 300 of them go down on their knees or on their hunches, and they do this, and they drink the water like this. But 9,700 do this, and they drink like dogs. And God says to Gideon, "You see the 9,700 that lapped water like a dog? Send them home." So if you take 9,700 from 10,000, many are you left with? Josh, 300. I don't know about you, but Gideon must have been thinking, this isn't looking good. He started out outnumbered 4-1. With 300, he's outnumbered something like 400-1. Now, I don't know about you, if you had to go into a fight against 400 people, you wouldn't really think you had much chance. But Gideon was a man of prayer, and he's praying to God, and he's asking God, and God tells Gideon, I guess, it doesn't say this in the text, but Gideon tells the 300, what you need is a trumpet, you need a torch, and you need an empty jar. Now, they must have thought, why do we not get swords? Why do we not get bows and arrows? Why do we not have some sort of weapon, a sling and stones, a trumpet, a torch, an empty jar? And then Gideon says, as he approaches this Midianite army, he says, "I want 100 of you to go over there, and I want 100 of you to go over there, and 100 stay here with me, and we'll form like a big U-shape." And he says to them, "When I give the command, you blow the trumpet in your right hand, you smash the clay jar in your left, and hold the torch up and shout, 'A sword for God and for Gideon.'" And when they did that, just at the changing of the guard, the Bible says that the Lord caused the men throughout the camp to turn on each other with their swords, and the army fled. When those Israelites shouted, "A sword for God and for Gideon," and they held up their torches and blew their trumpets, the Midianites turned on each other and began to kill each other. They panicked as God caused them to turn on each other. And Gideon chased them with his 300 down the road. They killed their two leaders, Oreb and Zeb. And finally, they finished off the Midianite army as well, with many of them killed and many of them taken as prisoner. Now, what does this all mean for you and for me? First thing this tells us is that God is powerful. Next slide, please. God is powerful. Because this story, you see, it isn't really about Gideon. It's actually about God. God is the hero in this story. Sometimes people nowadays have a very low view of God. They think God's kind of unimportant and God can't really do very much. It is God's power that is seen in this story. It's about what God says, what God does. It's about God's work. God is great in this. And God gets all the glory. And that's why the numbers had to come down so much. 32,000, you have too many. 10,000, you have too many. Because if they win the battle, they'll say it's because we're so good at fighting, because we're so strong, because we're so brilliant, we're so brave. But if only 300 win, then the only explanation can be God did it. This is God at work. It's all about God. And that's like the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000 plus women and children with the 5 loaves and 2 fish. Nobody could do that other than God. Jesus was the power of God on earth. And Jesus, time after time again, showed us that God is powerful. The second thing we see here is that faith in God only was what was needed to win the day. Not faith in how clever was Gideon or how special was Gideon. I mean, an angel had been speaking to Gideon. He could have said, it's because I'm so special. It wasn't about him at all. Gideon put his faith in God only. Only God could do this. Only God could work this out. He left it to God. He left it with God. And by faith, he came through for God. I read earlier in the service from Hebrews 11. Great chapter in the Bible with hero after hero who lived by faith. Abel and Abraham, Jacob and Joseph, Moses' mom and dad, men and women. But in that list is Gideon, who came through by faith. A sword for God and for Gideon. It must have seemed strange, but Gideon trusted God. He believed what God had said. I wonder, do you believe what God has said? Lots of people today doubt God's word. People today say the Bible doesn't matter anymore. The devil, of course, said to Eve, did God really say that? And still today, he is saying to you and to me, did God really say that? Can you really take what God says in the Bible as true? Without faith in God's word, it's impossible to please God. Jesus believed God's word. And when we believe God's word, there's no telling what we might go on to do for God. The last thing is this, there is a Savior. God is powerful. By faith we go through with God. And there is a Savior. Remember, the people were in trouble because of their sin. God had allowed them to be invaded and their food stolen, but then they prayed and God raised up Gideon. And you maybe read the whole story of Gideon when you go home. He didn't really look much like a savior. He was a farmer when we first meet him, not a soldier. He's frightened. He's not fearless. But God said to him, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. The Lord is with you. And if God is with you, you can do anything for God. I don't know, boys, girls, what you want to be when you grow up. The most important thing to be is to be with God, to be on the Lord's side. And that's only possible because Gideon, you see, is a kind of a shadow. There is a Savior, not a farmer. But we think about him at Christmas time, a carpenter. His weapon was not a clay jar or a trumpet or a torch. His weapon was a wooden cross. He didn't wear a golden crown, but a crown of thorns. He forgives sins and brings people into the kingdom of God. And that is Jesus Christ. And when you think about it, when Jesus was on the cross, he was on his own. But one with God is a majority. Gideon was almost on his own, but one with God was a majority. And maybe in our day and age, we don't see many people who want to follow God or to know God, but one with God is a majority. And Gideon saw God at work, and surely that was better than being with a big crowd of 32,000 than he had been with. You see, to God, ones matter. One equals 99, remember. The one sheep mattered. And so I close today by asking, are you running with the crowd? Just being part of the crowd, doing the same as everybody else? Or are you taking your stand with that one man, Jesus Christ of Nazareth? God in the flesh, God with us, our Savior. There is a Savior, not today, Gideon, but Jesus. There's a wee hymn that goes like this, I'd rather have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name. So who is on the Lord's side? Maybe we'll go back to number one slide. Who is on the Lord's side? It's a question you have to answer today. Are you on the Lord's side? Or are you trying to do things yourself? Let's pray. Father, we thank you that this is a story of faith, that this is a story of your power, that this is a story, Lord God, that speaks to us today about whose side we're on. Help us, we pray, to be on the Lord's side. Help us, we pray, to live by faith in the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. And help us, Father, to see great things, the great things that you're able to do, Lord God, whenever people trust you and live by faith. We ask you to hear us as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.